Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumba. And we're starting off our show, as always, with a couple of technical difficulties. Just so you know, you're at home, you know.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
On.
Ooh, yeah. There we go. All right.
I'm personally having some trouble with my... I think I'm coming in very low. There we go.
Oopsie oopsies.
So it is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon slash evening.
It's gorgeous in right now.
Oh my, it's like 70-something. Little.
Am I good coming in? Am I? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good.
Perfect, all right.
Ooh,
there we go. Yeah.
I've noticed like there's a class of people that really jumped the gun on the whole spring thing. Because I had a professor who heard it was going to be like 70, and then this morning showed up in shorts. It was not 70 this morning.
Oh, no, it was not. It was like 30 degrees.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, you could see people like desperately climbing or like throwing out, pinning down blankets on like the still mushy, disgusting quad.
Oh,
just trying
yeah.
to get like
it's gross out right now. there's
still snow. People are just like, no, it's spring. Hmm. It's spring.
Talk to Tony. Phil was wrong.
Oh, I forgot to.
I want. Are we good here? I don't know
We're
where.
Fine.
How far away?
You're fine.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. I see your levels.
I never know how. Oh no! What am I saying? I want to go see Punxsutawney Phil in my senior year, because I think that would be hilarious.
Just cause?
Like, when you think of Groundhog Day, people it's on a weekday, right?
Right.
Usually, so people have to either be unemployed or actively take off a day off to go and see a groundhog. Like, who does that, right? And my friends and I were talking about this, and we were like, "Who does that? That's inane, right?" And then we were like, "Wait." We could do that because that would be hilarious, right?
I think there's probably a certain class of people who actually do that, you know. And well, that's actually interesting because I have my own. I feel bad for the people that I'm coming in loud. I feel bad for the people that don't have that don't really buy into major milestone holidays. Because a couple I can get on board with, like I'm fine with St. Paddy's Day. For obvious reasons. I'm okay with Christmas. But, like, the Super Bowl, I'm mad because people get, like, you get a write-off. Like, if you were, like, sorry, but you woke up hungover, you went to your job, and you, like, effed up an Excel sheet, you'd be like, sorry, boss, you know, I was watching the game. He'd be like, ah. I can't go into work after, like, the Geminis and be like, sorry, boss, I was just watching the meteor shower last night. I'd be like, get at it. You're
like,
fired.
You're fired. Yeah, you're.
What do you mean you were watching a meteor shower? But like, those are like, there's certain things that I want to be able to have. And I guess you could take personal days, but it's just not, you know, you can't get away with them.
Sorry, boss. Abe Lincoln's birthday. You know how it is.
Yeah, just like little
things.
I
fantastic.
Mean, like Groundhog's Day, I'm sure. I wonder if the people in that town get like a write off.
I don't know. That actually might be true. It might be like, you know, you take a half day off, and you go see him pop up, right? Or like maybe it just doesn't matter, and they do get a pass. That would be interesting because the trip for us would be 4 hours one way. Punxsutawney's out near Pittsburgh, I think.
Oh yeah, that oh,
and that's
forgot
far.
That's actually,
it's real far.
I've actually been meaning to see that movie.
Oh, Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
it's I don't know if it's the first of its kind. I don't think so, but. One of those, like, you know, you keep repeating the same day. Those are really popular now. There's a movie, a horror movie out right now called Happy Death Day.
And it sounds so contrived and stupid.
Well, she keeps getting killed and she has to find out who her murderer is.
Have you seen the sheer amount of filth coming out of Netflix recently? Like, there.
What do you mean? There's
the original. Oh, no. There are great originals.
Things.
But there's some fantastic things, but that's because they're pumping out pulp sitcoms and reality shows
really
at the rate of Hershey's Kisses.
Like what are you referencing?
I was on, like, you know, when I procrastinate I look on like movietrailers.com or whatever, or like Movie Trailers YouTube channel, and I just like binge. I hate movies but I love trailers, and there's like I saw like four or five Netflix original movies that weren't deliberately bad. Like, you know, they make some, like, by the way, plug, you gotta see Zombievers, great movie.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
But just like stuff like that. And I mean, so now I'm wondering if Netflix is really a high quality company or if they just produce a lot, because I saw a lot.
That's the thing, like, I've never liked any Netflix original movies. Like, I know there's, they got a lot of flack for Bright. That's the one with Will Smith.
Oh, my.
Because I heard that was awful.
But you don't even even need to watch any of the film. Just read, like, the plot points on Wikipedia.
No, I think
Giant Lizard teams up with,
I think they could have done
Will Smith as a racial allegory.
I think they could have done a lot with the with the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, the TV shows, like, they have Stranger Things, they have Dark, they have Big Mouth, which is all right. I really like F is for Family. They have Devilman Crybaby, if you like anime.
Was BoJack an original?
They have BoJack.
Yeah.
Yep. All, like, fantastic. A lot of animation shows are really good. They have a lot of good, like, TV shows, like dramas.
But
right?
What I'm worried is going to happen is I know that some of the big names, Fox, I don't know, so 21st Century Fox, HBO, like
AMC.
AMC, rather, are either going to sell their souls to Netflix and hope they can get a cut of the pie, or pull back and make their own services. And I'm worried that Netflix is about to start pumping out so much content, original content, so they're not reliant anymore on AMC shows or Fox shows.
Well, that's the thing. Like, AMC's already on Netflix, right? But Fox and HBO, Stars, all those non-Netflix TV places, like, right, they're on Hulu,
right?
Everything else is on Hulu. So right now it's Netflix and Hulu, and the only reason you would have Hulu is for everything you can't watch on Netflix, right? And I don't think Fox or whatever is ever going to sell the rights to Netflix, because they have a deal with Hulu already. Unless Netflix becomes like megacorp and then just completely buys out Hulu, and then everything is on Netflix.
Well, or some of these companies make their own streaming services.
Well, yeah, like HBO does,
right? And I've heard, interestingly enough, that Fox... Actually, wow, this is just coming together. I think I heard this morning that Fox is going to create a streaming service for their diehard viewers.
Really?
Let me confirm that.
I can't see that working out.
Let me just... Yep, Fox News specifically, actually. Sorry.
Oh, that's interesting.
But Fox News to launch a streaming service, because 24 hours a day, blah, 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 a bunch of liberal takes on it. But, not that I'm disparaging liberals, only a little bit.
Liberals.
I'm just going to turn into, like, Rush Limbaugh in the middle of the show. Is that your Rush Limbaugh impression?
That's my any aging politician impression. Just like...
You honestly, I'm not going to lie, you sounded a little bit like Nixon.
Yeah.
That's the closest Nixon you can get. All right. Almost.
Yeah, that's the Futurama Nixon.
I'm trying to do as much as I can with the energy I have right now, because just so you can all empathize with me, it is currently 90,000 degrees Kelvin in this basement.
90,000?
Yeah. So
we're dead.
By
everything in the immediate vicinity has melted.
By minute 45, I will actually be a puddle.
Thank God.
I don't know.
Crack open a window and all.
Yeah, I might just have to take a hammer to it.
Well, we could put the fan on, but have the...
the fan, the white noise.
Wonderful amount of white noise, yeah.
It's terrible. I'm willing to suffer through the heat. Maybe if you're lucky, I'll take off this sweater.
I'd really prefer you not.
I'm wearing a very tight white tee, and I'm a doughy, sweaty guy. So
all right, I'm getting more enticed now.
I would look like a freshly retired father.
Retired, like... job-wise.
Yeah, you know, I feel like every, like, brand-new retired father wears, like, a tight white tee, has, like a slight a bit of pudge, and spots of sweat.
That's fair.
And they drink Coors Light all day. That's my dream.
Coors is a good one.
Coors?
Well, it's a good, like, retired dad beer.
Yeah. Either that, or you have the microbrew father who you hate
is way too much of a snob, yeah.
Although, to be honest, for all my hating about snobby things, I try my best not to indulge. I have a pretty snobby side, and I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah, I know.
You know, like, I don't know if I like it for taste or for any quality. I just think it's cute. I just like cute little, like, a little beer from a little place in a town.
God, you are the worst.
I know, but I love that aesthetic. Okay. It's very
You like the You like that hometown backstory.
Yeah, you know? I feel like, metric... this is actually a pretty good metric in general. If you want to find out if somebody doesn't have... somebody has no problems in their life, ask them how much they enjoy small suburban shopping towns. And if they go, oh my God, every weekend, you know they have never had a problem in their entire life. That's that they are so financially secure that they're borderline insane. Because
that's an interesting point,
actually. A lot of families that have hit that certain income threshold, you go, oh, we're going to go out to this little town every weekend. Oh, we're going to go to this little town. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, okay.
There was, in some of the stuff I'm reading for history, there was I forget who it was. I think it was Joseph Kessler, who joined the German Communist Party in 1931.
Fun fact of the day.
No, the fun fact of the day was the word of the day. Last week was nuts.
Nuts.
Anyway, he said, I do not hate the rich because I envy them. I hate them for the fact that they can spend without... it was like apprehension or something like that. That's like, oh, I'll just drop $50, like no problem, right? Uh-huh. That's what he hates about them.
Yeah.
And that's fair. Like, I don't necessarily envy wealthy people. I just hate that you can flaunt money and just like throw it on nothing, right?
Right.
Like, if you can go out and be like, oh, I'm getting out, I'm getting like takeout or something like that, what do you want me to get? Like, you know, assuming that you'll pay them, right? And then they wind up ordering like $50 in takeout, and then the food all comes and you're like, all right, how much do I Venmo you? How much do I give you in cash? They're like, no, I got it. And you're like, what are you doing? Like, it's a generous offer, but like, don't do that for me. All right.
I wouldn't consider those people very wealthy, though.
It depends. Like,
If you're making, I don't know, everything's relative, but I feel like even if you're making the median income in the United States, you can afford to buy someone dumplings.
you're
making 40K a year.
What's a better example than that? Because that's kind of contrived.
Right. Because I would arbitrarily buy someone dumplings.
All right. How about people who are famous on Vine or YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Who smash iPhones for bits,
yeah,
and then just buy
incredible.
New ones.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We're on the same page with that.
Because the food is different because it's actual sustenance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's reasonable to be like, hey, you have to eat or you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do this one.
Yeah, no, that's right.
But yeah, no, that drives me crazy. What's insane, though, the disparity is the 11 million hits and the 12 million dislikes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody enjoy. It's like watching someone get hit by a car. You're like, oh, no!
Like,
you watch it.
But ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this is gross, but I'm gonna watch it eight more times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. People like shocking stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
I buy into, personally, I buy into clickbait all day.
Oh, yeah.
Day.
I love, you know what? You know what's also funny? I love Clickhole. You know Clickhole?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. They're like, for anyone who doesn't know what Clickhole is, it's a satire site, much like The Onion, that I think is on the rise.
It's a parody of BuzzFeed.
I know a lot of people don't like Clickhole. Uh-huh. I think it's stupid. But I think it is almost on par with The Onion now. They've had some really good
articles.
Well,
you know they're the same company.
Are they really? I did
not
know that.
Clickhole and The Onion? Yeah.
Huh.
Clickhole is like The Onion's BuzzFeed.
What?
I'm pretty certain.
I thought they were separate things.
Well, let me confirm this. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, please do, because that's really interesting. Because I know they have Patriot Hole. Which is Clickhole.
That's wonderful. I love Patriot Hole.
Yeah, there are some really rough things on there. But yeah, I didn't know that. If it actually is a subsidiary, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's The Onion.
That's fantastic. Wow.
It's a parody of BuzzFeed and Upworthy.
Oh, that makes sense.
Uh huh.
I can't stand BuzzFeed.
Oh my God. It's like what I can't. I don't mind that BuzzFeed exists, but I mind that I know people that are actually into it, and then that makes me feel self-conscious about my choices for friends. Because I've had people not ironically be like, I'm a Pisces and Pisces apparently love, you know, chocolate covered.
Well, that's not just a BuzzFeed thing. That's
right.
Like,
no, but it would be like, how does your sign compare to your ideal date, you know? And it's like, or like the worst of all, which is like, is he really into you? And like, a friend or foe, like all the stupid things that are so, like, they're such parodies that it's almost mind-blowing to see someone put that on their feed completely serious.
Okay, you have to admit, I love taking the what dog are you quizzes, right? I think they're fun. In moderation.
All right. Well,
in moderation.
I mean, we had a good four semester run.
Well, like if someone in like the Markiplier's group chat posts like a "What dog are you?" quiz, I'm gonna take it, right? Like, why would you not? Right.
Well,
it can't be. It's it takes.
To be honest,
2 minutes.
Did you advertise we're on air to them today?
No.
Okay. Hopefully they're not listening. But I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't give me that face. I don't like. I mean, you know my taste. You know my comedic taste. I can't do like wholesome memes.
Kevin,
I don't
on.
Like wholesome memes. Kevin. I don't like. Did you see my response to all those damn dog pictures?
Yeah,
they were driving me up a wall.
I mean, like I just put the chat on mute and I was like, I'm not.
No, I don't mean, care. They're cute, I don't care about like... people talking about. I just need. The thing
I
is every day
memes.
Pretty much, I need like absurdist like. Existential
like
crisis.
Neo-Dadaist
memes. But like every day on like Reddit front page is like four or five wholesome memes, and I'm like, shut up. Mm. I need something bitter and lonely. Like I just want something from the dregs of society. Not because I'm that part of that demographic, I don't think, but I just want something. It's refreshing, you know?
Mm.
So I think if all anyone ever had were... I'm a contrarian. I'm a 100% contrarian. I don't like that about me.
Oh, so you're a jerk is what you're
saying.
But
I'm saying if everyone liked absurdist dark memes, I would be posting dog pictures and vice versa.
Is that just because of... Is that just a sentiment or is it because you actually enjoy the thing?
No, because I'm just a...
Because you're just a jerk, yeah.
I was going to use stronger language, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to have to hit the red button again.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll hit you up with some surrealist memes later.
Okay. All right, we are coming up to minute 17, and I thought we'd...
A minute 17?
We're coming up to minute 17.
Ah, that's far different.
Yeah, and I thought we'd
yeah,
go
me start
back
off?
To... Sure, whatever.
All
fine.
Right. What? What?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to personally be playing some Gregory and something else because he's kind of my spring, you know, slash
all
nice
right,
weather
that's
guy.
Fair.
So I think that's what I'll be doing. What do you got on the roster?
How many songs are we doing today, do you think?
8 million.
8? Whoa.
I don't know.
Even 8 is a lot.
Yeah.
All right, I'll play some Hippocampus.
Hippocampus. All right. What's the name of the song?
Suicide Saturday. Right. I got it up.
Suicide Saturday by Hippocampus. Enjoy the music. We'll be right back in a few moments.
Thank you. So I came home. Jeans are tearing at the seams, and there was no better way to fall into loving. Karma, karma, calm yourself down. See things turning around. Crippled water tossing stones. The moonlight becomes protection as wisdom becomes affection. Karma, karma, calm yourself down. See things turning around.
This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carol King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is still Mohigumbo, and I'm still James.
And I'm still Kevin, and apparently this is a competition now.
That song was...
That was very fast. Go ahead.
That was fast. It was good. I always do it quickly. I like to talk fast, right? Because my brain is like a constant stream of consciousness. I don't like have an idea and then build off of it. It just kind of goes, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like a treadmill, like a rat on a wheel, like a mice... mouse.
You're starting to sound like a schizophrenic. Yeah. Mice, mouse, wheel, cheese.
Sometimes
mouse.
I do that. Like, I'll do the you know, like the Morty way of talking. Like, it's like, hey guys, I walk into the common room and be like, hey guys, what a beautiful, beautiful day, and it's a day to be good and productive and do a lot of things, right? Yeah, ooh. And like, people hate it. And
that's
think it's
really
so funny.
Obnoxious.
That song that we just played was "For Elise" by Saint Motel. Saint Motel, fantastic band. If you've ever heard of it. And if you haven't heard of it, I don't really know what you're doing with your life, because they're great.
And if you play My Type when walking into a party, you are officially the... I can't even... I keep forgetting, I don't know why, but over time I'm becoming more and more inclined to speak as I would colloquially, because I guess
that's
I'm just
fair.
Getting more comfortable being in front of the mic. You know, it only took 7 years.
You have the largest member... of anyone in the room. If
thank
you, play
you.
That.
Member. Yeah, member. That's even worse, to be honest. I really think we should look back over our obscenity laws, because member does me more psychological harm than any other alternative.
I mean, you can say the medical term for it,
right? That is, I can technically say,
but like it's so weird to just say it, right? Like,
it feels wrong.
Yeah.
And it does more harm. If I had said any alternative words, and I'm sure we have a very devout following of committed and behaved Christians, so you might not know what words I'm referring to, but there are words that you can use to describe these parts that I think do more justice and save a lot more heartache than the actual...
Well, yeah, I think the thing about that...
Anatomical.
Is a lot of the colloquial words, right, are like harsh. They're gross,
right?
But isn't that what it is, right?
Well,
it's
but that's what
gross.
I think they
it's
do.
So gross.
What I think they do is I think they get to the heart of it rather than just skirting around the edges of it, because there's no objective way to say. I can't even penis.
Yeah,
like it's awful. Like it doesn't. Well, these other words, what I think they do is I think they take that, like, reaction, like, that's just so... They get to the heart of the issue, you know? Because nobody wants to call it that. It just doesn't seem... It seems like you should really just get to the fact of the matter, and these other words just capture that so much better, you know? Like, they capture the character of the thing way better.
It really
By the
is
way, you're like really tying my hands here, FCC. I hope you're listening.
It's like
Ajit Pai.
Yeah, Ajit, dude,
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, you know him personally. He's probably like, you know, he's going to call you up later. Like, you know,
Kevin, really you really skirted the edges there.
He's like, I'm really proud of you for not saying that on the air.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Just like, it's just the inflection of the words, and it's just, it's gross. They're gross words.
It's really funny because a Lafayette alumni would be responsible for suing us. she would be the person.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
My favorite thing maybe ever is this great kid, John, was taking we do practice exams for the fraternity because you have to take a national exam.
Yeah, yeah.
And on his paper, instead of John, he wrote his name as Big Swingin' Johnson. And I thought that was so funny.
That was, and, you know, it is funny, and that speaks to the fact that I think we've talked about this before. Just the humor really does. You can only get so complex with humor, which is the beauty of it. It really takes you back to just the fundamentals. Like, even a Supreme Court justice or a senator will laugh at a well-timed and well-thought-out fart joke.
Yeah.
Which, I think we've talked about the fact that you just stop at, like, 15 developing any other, like, comedic nuances.
I mean, as
you just
as
laugh
you,
at the same stuff.
As you go, like, jokes can definitely be pretty complex. They can have a lot of layers to them, and they can, like, be good for references and stuff like that. So I heard a joke the other day. It was, so 6 was afraid of 7 because 7, 8, 9, right?
Right.
But why did 7, 8, 9?
I have a be careful here. Why?
Because, you need 3 squared meals a day.
Ah.
Right? That's pretty funny, right? Right. That's a very layered joke.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That just, like, lines up a lot of different things perfectly, which is really cool. I think something that's really interesting. But, like, then again, everyone's just going to laugh at slapstick stuff, right? Like, if I threw a pie in your face, I'm pretty sure someone would laugh.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I would laugh.
Right. That's funny, too, because, like, that's, like, some of the original, like, black and white real comedy.
Yeah, like the Three Stooges.
And it's still hysterical. It's not as fun. It's funny when it's, you know, it's not that funny when it's staged.
Mm.
But it is always funny to throw food at someone.
Yeah.
Or just make a mess of something.
I saw, I was walking out of Mojo with Eric Sink, and he was holding a smoothie in his hand. This is like the day after that giant snow bank.
Huh.
He steps out off the little step, slips, and lands on his butt, and as he's falling, he squeezes the smoothie, and it erupts, and it goes everywhere.
That's amazing.
And I felt, at first I was shocked, I'm like, are you okay? And then he sits up, and he hangs his head, and he goes... And then I just started, because there were other people around us. I couldn't laugh. I was like, "Are you okay?" And then as we got up and started walking away, I started cracking up. It was so funny to me.
Oh man, yeah.
I felt awful, but it was like he was like, and then
that's just a
knee
jerk reaction too. No, it takes no sophistication. It's just funny.
Especially after the fact, like,
Oh yeah, hindsight. I can slowly feel my wits fading as we
endure the heat.
Oh boy, at this point it's not quite hot. It's just the air is perfectly warm, and it's just weighing me down.
That's
I'm ready
fair.
To take a nap.
I'm like mildly sick, so my voice.
Yeah, me too.
It's like my throat is getting a lot worse as we progress.
I think I think this is the worst thing that could happen to someone. It's not being debilitatingly, well, not like cancer, but
cancer. Yeah, not like
I'm not gonna lie, cancer doesn't sound that great.
Not like flu sick.
Yeah, but not like really sick where you're bedridden, and not even not sick. The worst, or like, I'd rather be totally sick than quasi sick, you know?
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're functioning, you're totally able to accomplish things, but you just have this malaise that just makes everything take twice as much effort and time.
I would rather be hanging out in my dorm doing work all day than going to class fatigued with a mucousy lump in my throat and wanting to die, right? I mean, like, the third thing is always there.
Those are the three pillars of winter at Lafayette College.
Yeah, it's... But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's
I mean.
Just so much more difficult to go about your day slightly sick than it is incredibly sick.
Yeah. If you're incredibly sick, you sort of commit to it. You have a plan, you know?
Mm.
You set out your agenda. You're like, all right, I'm sick, so I have to get food at this time. I have to get
pee at
this exact time.
I'm going to spend 2 hours going to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
When you're half sick, there's just little contingencies you don't think of. Like, all of a sudden, you'll just, like, get really lightheaded.
Mm.
You'll like, come to, like, 30 minutes later, procrastinate for half an hour, and go, oh, well, there
yeah,
my
yeah.
day.
You're like, oh, man, I was late to my class because I was coughing up my lungs.
I was late to my class because I was generally slow for a second.
Yeah.
You know, you just have, like, that general feeling of I don't care for 20 minutes.
like, when your walk turns into, like an amble, a shamble. you know what? Maybe I just don't, but, like, I'm good enough to go, and, like, I don't want to miss class. Like,
I've been getting more of that lately. More of the...
That might be more, like, senioritis type thing, though.
I think it's creeping on a little early.
Yeah. I could definitely see that.
You know.
But yeah, it's just like, I don't know where I got sick either. Because I feel like I'm a pretty healthy person.
Well, you're a part of a couple of Petri dishes, as I like to call them. Part of Delt.
What do you mean, like... one second.
Uno momento. Sorry. By the way, we didn't have a special guest. The door was open.
Yeah,
we have bad acoustics in this room. I'm telling you, I'll put the money down if we can get some soundproofing.
Why? You're going to be here for another year.
Yeah, all right. What if I wanted to make... They're certainly not... The way my life's going, they're not getting any beautiful alumni contributions or any buildings with the last name Milton on it.
That's fair.
So I'll make my contribution now. Not an English major.
Mm.
That was an afterthought.
Yeah, no,
I know. Gov law major.
Yeah. I always like busting your chops for the English bit, though.
Mm. I really hope the marquee players people are listening now.
To which part? The part where...
the English major, because I'm pretty sure we have a sizable amount.
A decent amount. I'm sorry, guys, if you're listening.
And the theater majors, and the arts majors, and the history majors.
Well, no, those
and
are
the
all Gov actual majors, though.
Oh, so English is the only one.
No, well, English is a major. I just like busting you about it.
So does Drew. Drew,
I have to find anything I can berate you about.
Drew's got the... Drew's an ECE.
Yeah.
So... Every now and then when he's really out of ammo, because he loves roasting. He's, like, addicted to it. Mm. When he's really out of ammo, he just pulls that out.
Oh, that you're an English major?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like his last defense. It's a sizable one, at least.
It's his last go-to one when he's really not feeling creative. We are coming up to...
Was it, like, a lot? Actually, this has been going pretty quick, surprisingly enough.
Yeah, we are coming up to 40 minutes. I think it's in order to play another two or three songs, and then we'll come back, do our word, and then get out of here.
Yeah, that's fine, sir.
All right, I think I'm going to kick us off this time.
Alrighty.
And I just have to go to, because I can't figure out how to make my playlist public, so I'm going to go to...
All right, so now I got to fill in the gaps. Well, how about that weather we're having, right?
Nice. Very
good. What's the deal with airline food?
Very good.
Actually, though, what is the deal with airline food? It's disgusting.
Oh, God. James, please.
When I went to Japan, the food, atrocious. I don't know how they think a human could subside on what they gave me.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Like, if you think a microwaved egg is going to hold me over until the next snack 6 hours later...
Yeah.
What the hell have you been doing here?
And that was James's bit on cultural foods in foreign lands. We are now going to go to Living Proof by Gregory Anne Isakov, and then back to James, back to me, maybe, and back to the show in a couple of minutes. So we'll see you soon. Enjoy.
Off in the night, you can hear a Say anything I It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again. To fill my time, you take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans threw my tears. And know my cold despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But out of your cave, walking on your hands, and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now. To be.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumbo still. And I'm still Kevin.
And I'm still faster than you.
I don't think that was...
Let's go to the word of the day, because we don't have much time.
Alrighty. The word of the day. Hopefully...
Not nuts.
Not nuts. Is refection. Let me just make sure we have that right.
Refection.
Mm. Refection. Refreshment of mind, spirit, or body, especially nourishment. A taking of... No way. A taking of refreshment.
Hmm.
Is that a verb, you mean? Hold on, no.
No, refection is...
The taking of refreshment.
So refection is a verb.
So, or ooh. No. Yeah.
Ooh, what?
No, it's a noun. The taking of refreshment is a noun.
Oh.
So he enjoyed his refection.
That's interesting. Wow.
Or in his refection, you know. Or food and drink together, repast.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. That's a nice...
It's one of those words that I'm never going to use, but now I know what it means.
I'll use it when I'm doing my pseudo-English accent, you know. Well, perhaps after the show, we can co-indulge in our own sort of refection, you know. I'll never actually use it, is what I'm saying. Don't give me that look.
I'm gonna give you that look every time you do that.
Refection.
perfection.
And I feel like we give Merriam-Webster a lot of credit, but yeah, I also like to go to dictionary.com. This looks fun.
Thewless.
Lacking in mental or moral vigor. Weak, spiritless, or timid. So if you are thewless, you can engage in refection and restore your thews.
Thewless sounds like something you would want to say with a British accent, right? Like
thewless,
yeah.
Quite thewly, yeah. Wow. I like that. I used to actually, I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but I used to do that all week. Every day of the week, I would try to learn 5 new words. It's really hard.
Really? Oh, no, yeah. Well, because you can't use them in everyday conversation, because then people would be like, well, what's that mean?
Well, I've noticed...
And then you look like a jerk if you just use, you know, non-vernacular language.
I wonder, because I've always wanted to be... I mean, I've always wanted to make my writing better. I love writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But one of the things I wonder how professional authors and mated authors get around is the reliance on certain, like, crutches of words.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I might use the word increase because it simply appeals to me. But someone might use, I don't know.
Accentuation.
Augment, yeah. You know, and just because of force of habit. How do they, do they actually use the thesaurus or do like, I think, because sometimes you can't use a thesaurus. It doesn't fit in, like you have to know contextually what a word typically does in a sentence. Like, you know, I would never use augment if I'm talking about increasing the size of my sundae.
Yeah.
Please augment my sundae. It's just stupid.
No, yeah, exactly.
But some authors are just like brilliant, like with their just lexicon, and it's so hard. How do you build up your vocabulary?
I have no idea. That's the thing, though. Like more complex or more difficult words or difficult quote unquote don't make your writing sound better necessarily, unless they have that context, like you were saying.
Well, what I've noticed, I think there is a process in linguistics called agglutination, where you have what. Oh, I did not know we were at time. Thank you, phone. There's a process, just real quickly, called agglutination, where you find multiple words and try to stick them into one.
Mm.
And then that word becomes a lot easier to use. So, you know, I say nationalism instead of referring to the feeling that results from a series of people interacting under one banner. You know, all the different things.
Oh, I thought you meant something like they do German, like in German, matches are fire sticks, right? Like literally fire sticks.
Right.
Yeah. And in Japanese, a vending machine is an automatic selling machine or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time, unfortunately. We will pick up this conversation, probably not, on agglutination and the wonders of the English and other languages next week. Same time, Tuesday, 5 to 6. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please join us again. And as always, I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
Thanks for listening.